Hello and welcome to HR and Flow's weekly podcast. This week we'll be looking at what is the future of HR. So Neville, there is a lot of talk currently around the future of HR. I know this is something you've been looking at in your upcoming book. What are your thoughts on the current debate?
Yeah, good question, Zoe. And there is a lot of talk at the moment, and my view is it does link very much to the data that we've talked about previously. The need for data that really matters, the need for insight that really matters. And I think that indeed is part of the current debate. Why does HR exist in whatever form and shape now? Is it to defend the organisation and keep them out of jail? Or is it to contribute positively, or both? Is it for the company or for the individual staff members? Who does HR really represent? Is it to tick boxes, to comply, or to make a difference? Is it to deliver or to provide? Is it training and recruitment, or is it performance that needs to be measured? Should it take orders from management or provide consultative influence? Who are the experts in people? Are managers and leaders beyond reach, or are they included in the need for support and advice? Is it to be respected or to be ignored, tolerated, or even to be governed? Are these dilemmas or questions enhanced by adding the word and in place of or? Is it and or and? The discussion that follows each of these questions, to me, helps to define the existing organisational structure, its culture and its wraparound values. So that, to me, is really where we start. We start by understanding why it's needed now and where it makes a difference. Much will depend on also what your workplace looks like now and what it looks like in the future and how, whatever HR is called, it helps that transition.
Thanks. There's a lot to think there, as there's a lot involved. What challenges do you foresee in the future?
I see some real challenges there. Challenges of sort of situational significance. How are people working in the HR space perceived to be adding value? The linking of organisation development and employee relations activity and the complexity involved in aligning them to the benefit of everyone, I see those as critical in defining current structures and priorities and future structures. In other words, what lies beneath is going to be the same. It's the people in the organisation. However, the way in which they are supported and enabled and perform, that's the challenge. One of the challenges, I think, right now is, and it's undermanaged by the people professionals, is that of the management impact on people. In discussion with one employee relations outsource company last week, it emerged that they take over 3,000 support calls a day, 70% of which were related to grievances and discipline against line management. The simple cost of time involved in such volumes of negative impact flags for greater powers of action within HR to address causal factors. And this includes the need to be seriously considered. And that means really understanding what the perception of the contribution is right now. The need for Department 360, such as those offered by the HR and Flow LBD system, is increasing. The manager or executive badge does not exonerate them from people performance responsibility. I wrote previously about the manager balance sheet, and that's something I believe that as we go forward, HR needs to drive to ensure responsibility for performance is actually taken. That in itself is a sub-challenge to the whole challenge of what HR will look like in the future. The need for it to be actually seen to be contributing and offering expertise. It's not just about being agile or commercial or inclusive. It's the ability to go beyond and provide genuinely insightful support that will make the difference.
Picking up on your earlier comment, what really matters for those supporting the people challenges, and what do you think the future will look and feel like for them?
Well, I think much of what I said in the previous answer sums up where I really believe here, but the expertise in people support, development and optimization will not be constrained now or in the future by departmental name. or the focus of internal staff within whatever that function is called. It is the taking of responsibility for the culture within, for enabling consistent and situational application of values by and with management, and for the provision of expertise rather than simple service that will map the future of work as well as that of HR. And it is the biggest challenge, I believe, is to actually, for that expertise to be valuable, not just valued, to be valuable.
Thank you, Neville, and thank you for listening. As always, if you'd like to get in touch, please contact us on 01280 823 702 or at info@hrandflow.com.